Fellow children of God, let us pray. Revive our souls. Bring your word into our lives. Drip honey onto our lips. Bring joy into our hearts as we open your word. Let it fill every part of us, that your love is seen, known, and experienced by all. Help us to celebrate with great joy your delicious word. God, in your mercy. We join the ecumenical family this morning in praying for the people and churches of Algeria, Libya, Morocco, Tunisia, and Western Sahara. Thank you for St. Mark and your early church that spread the good news into North Africa. And we thank you, Lord, for the contribution of this region to our faith, especially for St. Augustine of Hippo, an indigenous Berber from this region, and for the Coptic Church across North Africa especially. Lord, in Nazareth you said that you came with good news for the poor. We remember those parts of your body that are poor, fleeing poverty, war, oppression, crossing the Sahara and the Mediterranean for a new life elsewhere. In Nazareth, you said that you came for freedom for the prisoners. And we remember those parts of your body that are in prison in this region. Political prisoners, yes. Those in prison for their sexuality, their religion, their beliefs, those in refugee detention centers, those imprisoned unjustly, and yes, also those imprisoned justly. We pray for those in prison for murder, for rape, for theft. You said that you came to bring freedom for the prisoners. Bring true freedom to all. Lord, in Nazareth, you said that you came for the recovery of sight for the blind. And we remember those parts of your body in North Africa that are blind. Yes, blind and with failing eyesight, of course, and we pray for all of those suffering with their sight, but also those blind to the needs of their neighbors, blind to the needs of the other parts of your body, blind especially to those that are less respectable. And in Nazareth, you said that you came to set the oppressed free. Tear down the walls that oppress us. Yes, the physical ones, the 2,000 kilometer long berm, the Moroccan Western Sahara Wall. Yes, the Malia and Sweta border fences. And yes, the security fences that we, the rich, build to protect our wealth and stability from those that we think threaten us. But yes, also the oppression that we build in law, in policies, in tax codes, in our assumptions, in North Africa and everywhere. In Nazareth, you said that you came to set the oppressed free. And you said that it would be the year of the Lord's favor. We pray that 2019 be the year of the Lord's favor for the people in Algeria, Libya, Morocco, Tunisia, and Western Sahara. God, in your mercy. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. And yet how we have broken your law. We remember today, International Holocaust Remembrance Day, the horrific murder, extermination of millions of Jews, of persons with mental and learning difficulties, of effeminate, gay, and bisexual men, and transgender women, Roma and traveler people, Polish people, and many more. We will take a few moments in silence to remember. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard. Yet, their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. God, in your mercy. With great joy in our hearts, and with great thanks, we celebrate this coming week, the birthdays. Let this be a moment for them to pause, celebrate, enjoy the gift of life with their friends, with their families, and with you. God, in your mercy. We bring before you all those who are ill, who are recovering from surgery, who have broken bones, have failing sight, who are struggling with depression, with anxiety, those who are suffering trauma, suffering in many ways, Lord. But we pray to you because you heal. We don't always know how, but we trust in your eternal love. In the face of so much suffering, show us today what you would have us do, Lord. And as we think, we hold many names in our hearts of people who are suffering. And just now we will say those names out loud as a plea to you. Mom. God, in your mercy. With joy, we are thankful for the guests who are here today. Thank you, Father, for bringing them on their journey into this place today. Your light enters this place in the face of a stranger. Help us to make them, and indeed everybody here, know that they are welcomed, that they are part of your body, and they are embraced by your and our love. God, in your mercy. The prayers of the congregation are invited.
Into your hands, gracious God, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in your abundant mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
We take a moment to share a sign of peace with one another.